we were on the edge of a large ocean storm that tracked off the Carolina coast and then tracked to the east out to sea. So we had some clouds around yesterday and last night, and even a couple of raindrops in spots. That storm continues to push off to the east. To our north, a cold front is set to arrive later tonight and tomorrow. That will bring us the chance for a few more rain showers in spots. And then, by Friday, we'll have a shot of cool air that will make the beginning of September feel like the end of September. And of course, Harvey continues to bring rain to portions of the Gulf Coast this afternoon. So plenty to talk about in our weather. And the first is that storm that was nearby last night into this morning. We had those clouds around, a few raindrops in spots, but all of that damp weather continues to move away from us as dry air has settled in this afternoon. So it's a pleasant Wednesday. Temperatures are running a little bit cooler than average, but we're not too far off the mark. Of course, the humidity levels are quite pleasant as well today. Now tonight, we have a cold front that is to our north. It's across eastern Canada, back into the Great Lakes. That's going to draw closer, so we'll see clouds increase tonight. And we may even see a few showers sneak in after midnight, especially northwest of Albany. Temperatures overnight will be generally in the 50s. And then as we go through tomorrow, that front will work from northwest to southeast across the region. So we'll see a blend of sunshine and clouds. There's the chance for a few showers, maybe a rumble or two of thunder, but this front doesn't really have much oomph with it, so I'm not expecting a ton of rain tomorrow. Temperatures will be largely in the 70s, though across the north, we're likely to hold in the 60s tomorrow. That's a sign of that cool air arriving. And by Friday, we're looking at highs largely in the 60s, with 50s in the higher terrain. A gusty breeze will make it feel even cooler, so Friday will definitely feel quite refreshing, and it's looking maybe like jacket weather coming up here to wrap up our work week. To our southwest, we're still watching Harvey, which made another landfall right along the southwestern portion of Louisiana. Now, the storm is finally accelerating a bit. It has better forward motion, so at least the heavy rains are moving along more quickly than they were earlier this week. Portions of Texas, of course, are still dealing with catastrophic flooding. At least the rain's moving away from them. Now, by the weekend, some of the remnant rains of Harvey may work into the northeast, but in much, much weakened form. So there's the chance for a few showers over the weekend due to that, but it's not going to be in the form of those very heavy rains like portions of Texas saw earlier this week. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, increasing clouds with a chance of showers late, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of a shower or storm with highs in the 60s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, increasing clouds with a chance of showers late, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of a shower or storm with highs in the 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the 50s. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of a shower or storm with highs in the 70s to around 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the 50s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, chance of a shower or storm with highs in the lower 70s. Region-wide on Friday, partly sunny, breezy and cool with highs in the 50s and 60s. And on Saturday, a blend of sun and clouds with highs around 70. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.